T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason John, 929 FM ESPN. Every Wednesday at this time, we like to talk to a brother named Anthony Sane. Let's do it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 929 FM ESPN.
Mr. Sane, how are you, sir?
My guy, what's up, man? You know what it is.
Big game tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be sitting front row like John Martin?
No, I'll be sitting in the chief seats. Next to my friend Jeff Calkins.
You'll be sitting in the worker seat.
Yeah,
because you'll actually be covering the game.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's bragging about his $1,800 seats and wearing his, what was the brand?
Supreme.
Going to be wearing Supreme down there and flexing on all the rest of us.
I see he got the All-Star Game hoodie on.
Yes, sir, baby.
Reminding me of them frigid temperatures I'm about to
What do you say about folks who announce that before they actually do it?
Who?
Folks that announce they'll be front row before they actually just go.
You know how John get down, bro.
You know, doesn't surprise you.
What are you trying to surprise me?
Are you saying I'm extra, Anthony?
Yeah, man. You be flossing out here, bro.
It's new money. Good. That's what new money does.
I mean, it ain't tricking if you got it, man. That's what your Gotti said.
It's still tricking, my boy. Don't get it twisted.
Still tricking.
Still tricking.
Before we get to the Grizzlies in this big game tonight, is this thing with you and Calkins real?
Yeah, it's real, man. Like,
it's getting intense.
Jeff just got on my nerves, man. And then I heard he's got this.
He tried to get you fired last week.
Yeah, he tried to get me fired. And, you know, I'm sure the segment where he talked about me probably was the biggest rated segment in the history of this show.
Oh, wow.
Because it's either that or listen to him.
Well, Harrington is a very popular segment.
Yeah, I probably came in second all the time, man, Harrington.
Harrington rates really high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Also, when they do NFL Big Facts, highly rated segment.
Because other than that, it's just him and the little guy talking about sports betting.
Him and the little guy?
Is
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Right. Oh, man, now you've included Jeffrey.
Well, he included himself.
Careful.
Jeffrey's kind of like the Paul Bearer.
He's just Jimmy Hart, man. He was just standing up for his guy Calkins, saying untruths.
I need Jeffrey to get a grown man beard with some neck hair before he.
Oh my!
Before he.
Now
you got some for you. Want all the smoke I see.
I'm sure a lot of people are listening. They're like, "What is going on?" So, how did this begin? Was it when you yelled at Calkins over the Grizzlies making the playoffs?
I've always kind of had a chip on my shoulder. Period. As far as like journalism goes, and like. I just look at Jeff as one of those guys who is kind of always held. He's just always kind of been in the way.
Oh, you mean like one of the haves and you have not?
Yeah, and the have-nots, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I always felt like Jeff is kind of like held people like me back. And I'll let y'all determine what people like me is. I'll let y'all run with it.
Wow, this is.
But, you know. So,
are you being for real?
Yeah, man, like I.
This is spicy.
Like I just don't, like, you know, but it's gonna come to a head though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause
what are you going to do? Cost him?
The thing is, like, he's got the power of the radio. He can come in any day and say, I'm just going to make this segment about Anthony Sane.
He's got the ink, too. He can put you in the Daily Nugget.
Exactly. Yeah,
do the ink. Do the ink, yeah.
Well, you have the radio now, too. And that's the beauty of
is that
we give you a platform.
Yeah, he couldn't stop your rise.
And we enjoy you having you on. But this is your opportunity to do whatever you want.
But this Memphis, bro, is a small town. Everybody is within arm's reach of each other. In Memphis, that's unfortunate. That's the fortunate part about Memphis.
I will say, last week you said you need some hitters to handle that.
Yeah.
You would bring in some hitters.
You don't need hitters.
This needs to be if it's going to be something, it needs to be mano a mano. Can we agree on that?
Man, he's putting on makeup, dude.
I'm a pretty important dude.
See this dude? He's in an opera, man.
Yeah.
Like I don't think
he's playing a perfect character. He's playing a perfect character, a dead person. Because he could just sit there and just be him. He could just be natural.
What is happening right now?
He could just cut the lights on and say, go, Jeff, go. And he's just sitting there.
Jeff seemed pretty serious, too, because he said you were jealous of the quotes he got from Dylan Brooks.
Ain't nothing like that,
you doing some interview, didn't even matter.
They had Jeff, he can't move too much, so they had him propped up in one spot. They told him Dylan was coming, so they just stood him right there. And
So you're Jeff does get preferential treatment, doesn't he?
Oh, of course he does.
Like, they just kind of, like, set things up. He gets invited to these special media meetings. They say, hey, they let him know beforehand, hey, we're going to bring – I agree with you.
Because they had, like, you know, Kleiman came to town. I mean, Kleiman came in, he spoke. And, you know, they had the pre-media thing with these guys ask him all these cookie cutter questions that, yeah. you, that anybody could ask them.
Y'all I heard about that. It was they said select media.
But you know.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you not get?
No,
selected?
I was not a part of this select group.
Oh, they must have thought you'd ask some tough questions.
But Jeff was, wasn't he?
Jeff was in there and you know probably falling asleep and didn't take his Geritol or his Metamucil, whatever it is he takes. So
he's not that old. He's 58.
He look. Then you know I got people defending this dude too. To me, people I thought was my friend.
Dude, you have some. You got a couple of white folks really hot.
Got Kuntal Mack. Kuntal Macklin of all people.
Man. Yeah.
Well, that's one on. Yeah.
Of 9-on-1 wrestling.
Jeff Calkins.
Yeah.
Well, this is. I mean, I is there any chance that we can, you know, mend this? Is there any chance we can
before something?
Hey, bro.
Because I'm scared. You're talking about him. He's dead and hitters. And, I mean, you got.
I'm not gonna do that to him, bro. I'm just saying. Because, you know, I'm a professional dude just like him. I ain't finna do nothing, but, you know, it ain't finna be too much more talking going on across the airwaves.
I know when a black man says that, real, bro. That's where you're serious. Talking.
What are you going to do? Fire on Jeff Calkins, bro. Hey, are you going to do, man? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Ain't going
to
be too much.
We in a small town, and this is an even smaller studio, bro. I mean, you know, Jeff comes to me every morning.
Well,
and I still got a badge to this job, so hey,
you can get in.
I get in where I fit in.
What'd you think of climbing the other day? You mentioned it. I heard you in there asking all the questions.
Yeah, man. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't invited to the
select the important media, but you got to the scrum.
Yeah. To hear them bogus questions, they probably asked the man whatever, just to whatever. But anyway, I fooled with them. I put climbing out there a long time ago.
Aren't you responsible for King Climbing?
I put the dude face out there, and didn't nobody even know who he was. This was around the failed Charlotte Hornets trade that got out. I put Climbing out there back then. But, you know, there's another thing about Jeff, too. Like, as far as the radio goes, he'll talk about stuff that I did, but he won't.
Give you the shout-out.
Yeah, he won't give me the shout-out.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's little slick stuff he'll do or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Climbing, I fool with Climbing, though. Like, King Climbing. I put the King on his name a long time ago. People didn't even know who he was.
I like the way. I worried if he would be uncomfortable in those situations. He's a guy who hasn't done it since the beginning of the year for the most part. Mm-hmm. Looked very comfortable this time around. I wondered how much of that's because of all these good decisions you've made. You coming out. Your resume's right before you. Everybody's saying how great you are.
Then it's just, you know, a natural progression. He's, you know, getting more accustomed to the media. He's only 30 years old. And, you know, he's a lawyer. So he's not used to, you know, a bunch of guys in Memphis being in his face, and you know he's definitely getting better at that type of stuff. But shout out to the King, though, man. I don't have nothing bad to say about him. I questioned it at first when I first heard about what they were doing, but man, he's killing it.
And the Josh Jackson thing, we no longer question.
Josh is doing his.
He's getting his opportunity.
That's all anybody could really ask for, that they gave him an opportunity.
Doesn't bringing in Winslow now make it Josh or DeAnthony, and you're going to pick DeAnthony when it comes to trying to, because you can't.
Somebody this summer?
Yes.
If Josh comes back, I don't think he's coming back for much of anything. So I don't think that'll be.
Well, that's a good point.
If they just need to fill the roster spot. Yeah, I don't think they, you know, they're not going to spend any major money on Josh. So at least I don't think they would.
Okay, so you're saying you could bring them both back if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because Josh isn't going to cost a thing.
Yeah, I don't. If I was to predict now,
you think
I don't
team will take a chance on him based on what they've seen? Maybe I know it hadn't been great, but
I don't think, if I was to predict now, I don't think Josh would be back. But. You know, who knows? Excuse me, bro. It's that wing guru. Yeah.
What's happening? You burping up some hot stuff?
Trying to get myself together. It's all good.
No, it's all. No, you're fine. You're fine.
I don't think we have talked. We have not talked to you for sure since the trade deadline, which was last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it all went down Wednesday night. Andre Iguodala's gone. They got some stuff back for him. Deion Waiters is not part of it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you assess what the Grizzlies did at the deadline?
I absolutely love what the Grizzlies did. I think that they had a clear plan. I asked real questions when I talked to Kleiman.
Somebody has to.
And one of the questions I asked, he kind of tipped his hand. And I already had a feeling this is what he was doing. But when he tipped his hand, so I was like, yeah, that's exactly what – they did exactly what I thought they were doing. This is what I think the Grizzlies' game plan was. And this is why I applaud them for what they did. I think they had their mind set on getting Justice Winslow. Like, that was the number one goal, was to come away with that deal with Justice Winslow. I also think that they wanted James Johnson's contract because they wanted Gorgui Dieng. And with that being said, they needed Johnson's contract to get him. So I think they had it set that they wanted Winslow and they wanted Gorgui. So they made those two deals happen. Raiders was the cost of doing business for Winslow, of course, the deal they had to do with him. And then they were able to get Jordan Bell, who is basically for free.
Super athletic.
And you weren't doing anything with Bruno. Bruno was a great athlete. Had one of the, he just being honest, Bruno was has a low basketball IQ. And you get Jordan Bell, who comes in, high energy guy, athletic.
Final Four guy with Dylan.
Yeah, went to the Final Four with Dylan, has a championship on his belt. Just a guy who's going to come in and just do the right things for the team, do the dirty work for a team. He's a guy that you can throw in a situation like you would throw Bruno in, or a situation like you play Solomon Hill at it's your emergency power forward, and just possibly give you some minutes. But like I said, you upgraded in every position. You got rid of two small forwards or combo forwards that were causing a logjam at those positions. You got rid of those guys. You brought in one solid starting small forward in Winslow.
I've been healthy.
And then you added defensive-minded players that can also score in Jing and also in Winslow. So I'm excited about what they did. I think they had a clear plan. I think they had guys that they targeted, and they made the deals with Miami to get those players back.
Are you buying what they're selling? That they, and again, I mean, they like you said, they had to pay the price of doing business. They clearly have some confidence in it. But are you buying it as much as they're selling it that Winslow's just fine? Because it feels like everybody else outside the NBA says, man, I don't know because of that back.
Well, he's clearly not just fine because he's not playing. But I'm confident that
I just meant chronic.
You're right.
Clearly.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think that particular injury is one that's going to linger forever.
I mean, he's so young. Yeah. You hope he could.
But I've been told it's the same one that Melton had, and he's fine. I mean, so, and just talking to some people in the know, I believe that he'll be fine. And when he comes back, I don't know. But like I said, the Grizzlies are playing the long game. They're not. This isn't your parents' grit and grind Grizzlies.
Huh. Right.
They're not just putting Band-Aids on stuff and just trying to just fall into the playoffs.
Well, I think that's kind of like the most impressive thing about it because mm-hmm. it's like, to your point, like the old regime, it feels like, would have, now that the Grizzlies have kind of like backed into a playoff race, nobody thought they would be in this position this soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe the old regime is trying to sort of buy,
right,
and sell out for a playoff run. Mm-hmm. This front office is like, no. Like, it's totally not about this. If we can make it, great. But it's not, and it never was about this year.
Right.
Next 10.
The old regime would have been doing so many things to try to get some guy, add another veteran to the team, keep Jay, keep Solo, all those type of things. You know, you don't mess up the chemistry. The Grizzlies are saying, hey, we might take a small chemistry hit this year, but we're playing for the long game, and I'm excited about what they're doing. But they didn't absolutely kill the chemistry because you've got Jing is known across the league as being one of the best locker
room guys.
I saw
him with his arms around guys and huddles. Like,
yeah,
he already knows
he's a great locker room guy, super humble.
Trying to build that already.
Right. He doesn't care about playing time. He says all the time, look, I'm not even supposed to be here. I don't care about playing time. I'm not even supposed to be in the league at all. And that's his thing. I heard he's very charitable. He gives a lot of money back to I think he's one of those guys that kind of lives off of he gives out more than what he spends or something like that. One of those type of guys. So, yeah. Shout out to the Grizzlies, man. I think they clearly know what they're doing.
Doesn't look like what the Pelicans did last night, beating the brakes off of Portland.
I'm not fazed by them, dude.
Doesn't look like you care at all.
Not at all. Because they've got to go 18-10 the rest of the way just to break even to 500.
They have the easiest schedule in the league.
I'm going to give y'all
that's the one thing about that, saying you're writing it off with the mm-hmm. easiest schedule in the league. I just can't write it off.
But they got to win those games, bro.
They
know what I mean?
But they also got a stud.
Yeah.
Brandon didn't even play last night.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe their biggest hurdle is the two of them playing together well, trying to win those 18
Facts.
Games.
Let me throw that out there. I'm gonna give.
But it's against scrubs.
I'm gonna give the listeners some interesting homework. Look up the Pelicans. I don't know. I haven't checked their stat. I just got a gut feeling that it's not a good number. But I want everyone to look up what the Pelicans' record is.
Is it a bad team?
Since Zion has came back. Hold on. Oh. Since Zion has came back. In games where Ingram and Zion play together,
that's a legit hurdle.
I want to know
Ingram wasn't playing last night. They looked great.
Right, they're good when either one of them play.
Two, but not.
But
both
I like to see what their number is when both of them together. It's kind of got that Rudy Zebo thing going. Like, if you kind of look at it with the long athletic wing versus the inside player, Zion's not Zebo, but they occupy the same area, they occupy the same space. So because you know. Ingram is an all-star. I mean, and since Zion's got there, it's become the Zion show. And it's almost like a
Ingram
science show.
I saw Ingram on the sideline, like he was clapping like got an opera clap kind of for Zion from the sideline.
I'm not sure he's really feeling.
That's what I was wondering. Is like, is he really feeling this? Or is that a sarcastic clap?
When I went down to New Orleans, I'm like, it's a circus. Like, it's like Zion touches the ball and everybody's clapping like he's really, like, it's, I'm like, okay. But y'all have had Ingram, who's carried y'all this whole time. He's a freaking all-star. And y'all are acting like, it's nobody now. So,
Who's got to be the difference tonight? Big one, obviously, against Portland.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has to have a big game tonight.
It's because
he's matched up against small forwards. He's matched up against
Ariza
and Carmelo Anthony. He's got to get going early. He's kind of lost his shot lately. He hasn't been hitting the three like normal. He looked pretty loose today at shoot-arounds when he came out and talked to us. So I'm hoping that Jaren can have a big game.
Like, you're right. If they're going to win tonight, it's be right there. It's
all right, a few more things, Anthony. Did you see the Bill Street Music Fest lineup?
Oh, it's fine.
You like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
What's the best part
about it? I might get my old tail out.
What grade you give it?
It's good, man, because just speaking from the black delegation, like, it's got some names on there.
I know. That's why I gave it a B.
You know what I mean? It's got...
Like, Wayne is still relevant.
Wayne. Lil Wayne just dropped the album. You know what I mean? You got Lil Wayne... The baby's on there. Somebody said Nelly's on there.
Nelly's on there, yeah.
Does
Nelly still do something for you?
I mean, but it's a name.
Eminem still do something for you?
Nelly,
damn right. He performed at the Oscars, you might have saw.
An old song?
It's still
puts the goosebumps on you.
You won an Academy Award.
You want to talk about hitmakers. Nelly definitely had a run.
I tell him.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying he doesn't make music anymore.
Yeah.
If he does, I don't ever hear it.
He might get up there and talk about sports or something.
He makes more first take appearances than he does albums these days. But which is fine. I'm not hating on him.
When I talked to some of my brothers in the white delegation, they were saying that, you know, that the white delegation is covered pretty good, too. So.
My God, they've done it. I like how you go across the aisle.
I mean, they have managed to do it this year. I mean, they have pleased black people. They have pleased white people.
Yeah, and you just want to see 3-6 Mafia reunion is going to be there? Yeah.
That happens every year.
No, they not, because 3-6 Mafia just got back together.
All right.
You might see somebody representing 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, like Juicy J is always there.
Yeah,
DJ
Paul and Juicy together, they ain't happy.
Like, I hate to say it, but because we live in Memphis, when 3-6 Mafia is at Music Fest, it's not like
but it wasn't to his point. It wasn't full 3-6.
Yes, but someone from 3-6 Mafia. Yeah. Like, it doesn't necessarily do that much
for me. I might get my old tail out in the rain and go, bro. Who knows?
Okay, so then I want to ask you this. I'm getting tweets from people. They're really angry.
That's fine.
I try to tell you, people are like hook, line, and sinker. So y'all going to...
Really,
y'all,
John?
Why they add me, though, bro? Why don't ever get these tweets out of you?
Can y'all do like have a battle balls or something like they did back in the day, you and Carl?
And are you worried that...
balls or the battle balls.
Are you worried about his tag team partner, Jeffrey? Are you worried about him?
Not in the slightest.
I mean, that's a two-on-one right there.
Not in the slightest. I put Brad Carson somebody on him, man. I ain't worried about
Gabe.
It. Yeah, Gabe be a perfect matchup for Jeffrey, right?
Yeah. So anyway, people are angry. So I don't know what
they'll be fine. At me, man. They must think I'm gonna clap back at them or something, bro. Ain't nobody at me on that.
Yeah. So anyway, at Sane Asylum, if you wanna get on him for his feelings in your anti-Calkins sentiment.
Air your grievances.
No, you're the only person in Memphis media really who has a problem with Jeff. Maybe you're the only one brave enough to air
openly,
those. Maybe that's the difference because he rules with an iron fist.
Yep. If he sit beside me today, bro, if he get to talking stupid, I'm not even going to wake him up. I'm just going to let him take his nap and out.
Well, you know, here's some more stuff. And since we're all getting in on Jeff, I mean, the dude, like, visits Buffalo Bills message boards during the games.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen him.
Like, I mean, that's, come on.
Man, no respect for Jeff, bro.
This is precious to Jew.
Perfect timing, too, because he's finally pulled his butt out of Penny Hardaway's behind and came over to the Grizzlies, too.
Wow.
Perfect segue for that.
Oh, that's good.
I see he's just...
This is going to lead to something. I'm going to buy a ticket.
This is really funny. This
Make
is
it
good.
For charity.
So. Yeah, we'll do something, man.
All right. Anthony, man, appreciate you coming in as always. We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John out of China Fan, ESPN.
Sure, Memphians love up Jeffrey Wright. Not just because he's the lovable guy who loves to gamble and watches 7 TVs at once, including The Bachelor with his fiance, but because of sports. Weekdays on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Feeling the love from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Guess what? The Grizzlies games are now on 92.9 FM ESPN via the radio.com app. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.